I think students just need to understand the value of free speech and understand the law behind free speech. The law does not allow the university to shut down speech that is protected, even if it's offensive to some.
Utah House Representative Kim Coleman sponsored a successful bill last year to make all outside areas on university campuses in Utah public forums. She said the state's universities need to address policies that restrict free speech.
First of all, they need to change their policies, that there are policies in all of our state universities that do unconstitutionally restrict free speech. And I think as long as those exist, they confuse students in understanding what their rights are.
Jeffrey Landward, an assistant commissioner of higher education for policy and law, moderated the panel discussion. What does he think universities should do to address free speech?
Talk about it. Talk about it and talk about it. Give every opportunity you can in the classrooms, on campus, to explain to students what this freedom means to them. We probably wouldn't be able to have any of the other amendments to our Constitution if we didn't have this first one. And so discussing it, explaining why it's important, explaining the dangers of curtailing it, I think is the most important thing you can do at a university.
Another big topic of discussion on the panel was hate speech.
Do people need to be protected from hate speech? Absolutely, I think that they do. Hate speech is heinous, it's harmful, and it should be, through whatever means we can do it, discouraged, snuffed out. But to open the door to allow government to censor any kind of speech is too dangerous, probably, to take that risk.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Lauren Bennett.